feels like football is back, at least through this weekend. Draft coverage presented by Bud Light. It's the Arizona Sports NFL Draft Special.
We're back here at Flanker Kitchen at BetMGM, just outside of State Farm Stadium, alongside Vince Murata and Wolf. I can't call him Ron Wolfley. I've never called him Ron Wolfley. Alongside Vince.
I get it. I never call Vic Dan. No. I very rarely. It just feels weird.
But like if you were introducing somebody else full name, and then that's where I'm getting thrown here.
Yeah, I would still say Dan Bickley. Okay. I'll say it. Ron Wolfley's here.
All right. See, this is perfect. I'll introduce
Yeah, what's
Vince.
Going on, man? Vince, what did I miss right now? You got something for me? Luke, what
he
do you
He was just talking
say?
About how it's weird. He feels weird calling you Ron Wolfley.
Yeah, I
know.
I can't do it
does.
Sorry, man.
It kind of feels weird, too, as well.
I mean, how you holding up, buddy? You walked in this morning, you're like, I've been up for 47 hours.
It was unbelievable. I woke up at 2:47 in the morning, and I could not go back to sleep. And it was because immediately my brain started kicking into, okay, number four, who are they going to take at number four? And then number 27, who are they going to, I mean, I've had this my entire life. It's always been like this. Game days, I would wake up this very early. The same thing. I could not go back to sleep. It just, you know, my mind is hyperactive right now, especially on big days like this. And, man, I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight because Marvin Harrison Jr. is an Arizona Cardinal.
Yeah, I was just going to say, now that you've been up for 16 hours and counting, how do you feel about the pick? Because this is really, I think it's who most Cardinals fans or most people around the team wanted, but you and I have been losing our minds over the idea of Marvin Harrison Jr. for about 4 months now on the show.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, because we all know the more and more you look at a prospect, the more you start to see spots, right? The more you stare at the sun,
yes,
the more you're going to see spots. You're going to start nitpicking.
That's exactly what I started to do this week, Wolf.
Vin, seriously, I think it's very human that happens. And as a scout as well, you know, their convictions that they have, they go through the same process. But I will tell you, we started, Luke, where it was Marvin Harrison Jr., yep. And we were like, man, this looks like the Cardinals are going to get Marvin Harrison Jr., and you know, if they don't get him, we're going to be hurt real bad, you know,
we're
right?
wearing a flight suit for the rest of my life.
Right, exactly. We were in the danger zone, both of us, on Marvin Harrison Jr., and then all of a sudden, you know, he didn't work out, or at least I thought he didn't work out, and it just started to bother me, his privilege. And the fact he wasn't going to run for anyone, you know, and yeah. I'm like, what are you afraid of? Why won't you run? It's not like you're going to drop out of the first round of the top five. Are you kidding me? You're Marvin Harrison Jr. Let your tape stand for it. And now I'm all the way back to where I am really, really happy with the Cardinals pick at number four.
I don't know if you heard our interview with Charles Davis yesterday. He came on the show, and he talked about the whole Marvin Harrison thing and how very under the radar the reasons were for him not working out is that he had an internship that was important to him. I did a Google search on it. I tried to find information on it.
Me too.
There was very little about it. And apparently Marvin Harrison's people called the combine and said, no disrespect meant, but I'm going to come in a little bit early and take care of my business and then go back to what's important to me
it
right now.
It changes the whole story.
It does.
It's funny you say that you Googled it, because after we played the cut of Charles Davis on your show, we were looking everywhere and couldn't find
it. Yes, I hadn't heard that.
Vin,
and I trust Charles Davis. He's dialed in, and he's, you know, knee-deep in this stuff every spring. So,
And I'm thinking right now, maybe if he had an agent, we would have heard it.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe we would have heard. The fact that we didn't is still eye-gouging to me that we didn't hear anything about that.
And with the press availability that Marvin Harrison will have and give the local media, the national media, you know, in this process tonight, maybe there'll be more information on that particular subject. But
just the fact everyone has a phone.
Yes.
And you're telling me there was no video of him working out that was on X?
Yeah.
Or Instagram.
Very
or,
true.
You know, you
got
to be kidding
me. I want to know what Marvin Harrison Jr.'s internship was. Like,
I know, right?
Is he at some office getting coffee for people when
he didn't want to lose his place in the pecking order to get that job?
That's serious.
You're going to be fine, Marv.
Marv, there's another way you could make millions of dollars, and oh, look, you're going to.
It's, look, I know why you had the reaction to that you did.
Yeah.
You're from the old school.
Yes.
I don't mean that as any kind of slight to you. A lot of people felt that way. But he comes in as a guy who's kind of changing the process a little bit. Now, that's all said and done. Now he's an Arizona Cardinal. I look at what he looks like in this offense, what the Cardinals have done on offense. They upgraded their offensive line last year in the draft with Paris Johnson Jr. No, they don't have DJ Humphries anymore. They go get Jonah Williams. I like the makeup of their offensive line. Is it the strength of the team? No. Trey McBride's a budding superstar at tight end. We all saw it last year. We all loved what we saw from Michael Wilson while he was able to stay healthy. Now you got him slotted at two with Greg Dortch as the three. I don't think they're done tweaking with this wide receiver room just yet.
I think
then you
right.
got James Conner at running back. This has the makings, if healthy, of a very, very steady, if not formidable, offense.
All right, let's go to the podium, even though it's Seattle's pick.
Thank you to our men and women who serve in the United States military. Your sacrifices defend our country's freedom. Do not go unnoticed. Thank you so much. With the 16th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, Texas.
Byron Murphy II, defensive tackle, Texas.
The 6'5", 297-pound defensive tackle has the tools and talent to be a three-down player in the proper scheme. He is powerful and well-schooled at taking on double teams. He is good at bypassing protection due to his sudden hands and quick feet, and he has a great motor. However, his size could be an issue at the NFL level. NFL comp, Bills defensive tackle, Ed Oliver.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
Whatever, Seattle. The Cardinals had Byron Murphy. You had to settle for Byron Murphy II. Also should point out, that was pick 16. Minnesota is, according to Ian Rappaport, trading up here with Jacksonville. So Minnesota's going to be picking 17.
Oh.
Moving up from 23, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So going back to the conversation we were having about the receiving position, look, it would be crazy to take Brian Thomas Jr. if he was still there at 27, probably. That'd be a really fun first round. But all of these receivers and the depth of this receiver class that has been talked about, there's going to be some there early in the second round, Wolf, or probably in the third round, too.
Yeah.
And you don't need this guy to be a true number one receiver. Now, all of a sudden, if you got another receiver in these top six picks you have in the first 90, you could be in a real interesting spot on offense.
Yeah, no, you're right about that, Luke. Right now, I love the way this continues to trend a little bit. I don't mean to just bypass what you said, but for me right now, this is such a Seattle Seahawks pick, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
The line of scrimmage, here we go. This is John Schneider, the general manager for the Seattle Seahawks, right here. This is the ghost of Pete Carroll, all right? Right here. They're taking a guy in Byron Murphy II right now on the line of scrimmage. This guy is a great three technique to me. He's going to be a great three technique at some point in time. Is it going to be his rookie year? I don't know. I just think he's going to he's going to continue to develop and get better and better and better. But this is such a Seattle Seahawks pick right here. And guess what? The Arizona Cardinals are an elite running team in the National Football League. They're going to play this guy twice a year, of course, and it looks like the Seattle Seahawks are going to start building that defense back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love what they have at a couple spots in the secondary with Witherspoon. Reek Willen took a step back last year after a really good rookie season, but he is so talented, so fast, so long. If he figures it out, that's, you got your corners set for years with Seattle. So for them to address the front line, good move by Seattle.
Let's go to the podium for Minnesota's second pick of the first round.
The Minnesota Vikings select Dallas Turner, linebacker, Alabama.
Dallas Turner, edge, Alabama.
Turner is a pure athlete. He has the frame, the reach, the burst, and the raw power to get wherever he needs to go. If you have the ball, Dallas Turner will get to you. He was the star of the NFL Combine with a 40 time of 4.46 and a vertical jump of 40 and a half inches. Not bad for 6 feet four and 250 pounds. He was also the star of Alabama's mighty defense the past three seasons. Last year, he had 10 sacks, 14 and a half half tackles for loss and 2 forced fumbles, making him a first-team All-American and very likely a top 10 pick on draft night. NFL comp, edge rusher Brian Burns.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
Wow.
All right, stop taking edge rushers now. This is getting out of control. 3 straight defensive picks. I don't think anybody anticipated Dallas Turner would be there at 27, but I was over here quietly hoping he might drop. I don't think anybody anticipated, Vince, that he would be available where Minnesota just got him,
which is
why Minnesota just traded up.
You heard in the draft capsule, Sarah closed it by saying, quite likely a top 10 pick on draft night. Well, 7 spots later, still available.
Yeah.
Minnesota. You know, they were a team that was, with their first-round capital, they were a team that was, you know, pinpointed as, this is a team that could be a mover and a shaker, and they have. They've engaged in 2 trades, they get their quarterback, and now they get an edge rusher in Dallas Turner.
I would say, and Wolf, I know you love to give draft grades. It's your favorite thing in the world.
Especially right after the picks happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
About right in the middle of the draft. But I would say just off the top of my head, 3 teams that have had very good nights so far, Minnesota, Chicago, and Arizona so far, I would say 3 teams that are, and there's probably other ones, but Minnesota in particular to get J.J. McCarthy and to get Dallas Turner and to not have to give up nearly as much as they would have if they had to move up to 3, 4, or 5 to get McCarthy.
No, look, I think you're spot on in that, and it's so interesting to hear you say that and throw the Arizona Cardinals into that mix. When the Minnesota Vikings have been very, very active here, they've already made a couple of picks, and now all of a sudden they have improved their team. It's very interesting that you can still look at the Arizona Cardinals and say, you know what? They have actually done really, really well here, and that to me is because of Kyler Murray and how Kyler Murray looked in particular in the last 4 games of the season. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. They were the number 1 offense in the National Football League over the last quarter of the season in terms of yards per game. And it was so much of what they were doing on the line of scrimmage in terms of running the ball and running the ball. Now they've got the answer to running the ball and running the ball, and you're going to bring that safety up into the box to stop the Cardinals from running the ball, handing it off to James Conner, especially with Kyler Murray under center. Because now you got play action to throw the ball down the field. This is huge. And that's why, to your point, this is big for the Arizona Cardinals as well, that they got Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, well, in a lot of people's minds, he's one of the top 2 players in this draft. Before we hit the break, Jared versus Chop Robinson, probably the top 2 edge rushers out there. So we'll come back, and hopefully neither one of them will go off the board.
But, Cincinnati, hey, you know what? Still no corners off the board yet.
That's true. I was hoping
another area that the Cardinals might be shopping for.
Maybe everybody would just forget corner was a position until around pick 27. All right, well, it's the Arizona Sports NFL Draft Special. We're out here at Flanker Kitchen at BetMGM on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Describe your perfect date.
It's a tough one. I'd have to say April 25th because it's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
And because it's the first round of the NFL Draft. Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. Draft coverage presented by Bud Light. It's the Arizona Sports NFL Draft Special.
All right, welcome back. It's our draft coverage here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Dave Burns back here with you, co-host of the Burns and Gambo Show. And I am proud, honored. This is going to be fun. Look at this. Vince Marotta, Luke Lipinski, and Dave Burns. Wait, has this ever happened?
A representative from all 3 weekday shows.
Yeah,
look at this.
It's 3 drivers at the same time.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm getting way in the back seat. I'm getting in the third row.
This is like 3-point.
I'm taking my shoes off. I'm going to put my feet up.
Luke, I sit down in Luke's spot, or Luke and I are like rearranging seats. He's like, so you're driving? I said, do you want to drive? No. I guess I'm driving.
It's like a road trip, and we just saw Dave Burns on the side of the road, and we're like, if we pick him up,
he'll drive.
Hey,
we could just sit in the back and have a couple cocktails and let him do all the hard work.
It's just the 3 of us, and nobody's going to know the answer to this question. But don't you guys laugh at the guys that can't drive shows?
Yeah, I don't. It's like, it's not that hard.
It's not that tough.
Hey, job security. It's the toughest thing in the world.
You know what? You're right. It's so hard. Yeah. I don't know how we manage this. The pick is in for the Cincinnati Bengals. When we went to a break, they were on the clock, and then we'll get kind of everybody caught up, and I'll get caught up on what these guys have been talking about without me. Ron Wolfley hasn't left, by the way. We're just giving him a little bit of a break. We're going to re-loop him back in. When we get a little bit closer to the Cardinals and their pick at number 27, if it indeed is at number 27, the way the draft stands right now, the Bengals, the pick is in, and then it's the Rams at 19 and the Pittsburgh Steelers at 20, and then we'll start inching a little bit closer to when the Cardinals are going to pick. Not a ton of trades, obviously. Not a ton of defensive players.
Except for the Vikings.
Obviously, the Vikings. I tell you what, from a big-name standpoint, guys, it is hard not to... I don't know if you're a big fan of J.J. McCarthy. It's hard not to like what they've added in this draft.
They've been aggressive. They saw what they wanted, and they went and got it.
Yeah.
You got to give them credit for that.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm a big McCarthy fan, but I do
don't
like
know if I am either.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the podium, see what the Bengals are going to do.
With the 18th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Amarius Mims, tackle, Georgia.
Amarius Mims, offensive tackle, Georgia.
After just 1 year starting for the Bulldogs, Mims skyrocketed up draft boards. At 6'7" and 340 pounds, Mims uses his frame to dominate opponents. He also has quick feet and the ability to move to the second level, even at his size, which he demonstrated at the combine, running a 5.07 40-yard dash. Mims can get lazy at times with his technique, but that can be coached with more reps after starting only 7 career games at right tackle. Only a slight injury concern due to an ankle tightrope surgery, which kept him out for 6 weeks this past season. NFL comparison, Detroit Lions tackle, Taylor Decker.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
By my count, the 5th offensive tackle that's been taken in the first 18 picks. Certainly not as drastic as 6 quarterbacks being taken in the first 12 picks, but still, we knew there'd be a heavy emphasis on offensive linemen in this draft, and so far, Luke, there have been heavy emphasis, and I would imagine more to come, too, in the later parts of this round.
Yeah, we know we were talking before how nicely this worked out, and some of it is intentionally Monty Austin Fort stockpiling picks this year, but some of it is just, you know, it's good fortune where you don't need a quarterback and 6 go in the first 12 picks. Could you use another interior offensive lineman? Yes, but it's not like a dire need for this team, and a bunch of those guys are going off the board, and what that leads to is we're at pick 19, and all of the corners are still out there, all but 2 of the edge rushers are still out there. Look, all but 3 of the receivers are still out there if one drops around into round 3 or something with one of those picks, too.
Can I make a point on the pick that just was made?
Sure.
On Mims? I think right now, after Cincinnati made that pick, they brought in a construction crew. They have to redo the offensive line room in Cincinnati. With Mims now in the fold, they have Trent Brown and Orlando Brown Jr. That's 3 tackles that are at least 6'8", 340 pounds. Yes. That might be the biggest tackle room in the history of the NFL.
It might be. They'll have to change the level of the ceiling, right? Just to allow these guys a chance to walk in the room.
Yeah, we're moving the tackles room to the first floor this year, guys. Don't ask why.
We don't have room for the stairs right now. We don't. But it does, boy, Vinny, Luke makes a great point. We're still a ways away from the Cardinals pick,
yes.
And I'm sure there will be a run at some point. But the corners are getting pushed a little bit, right? They're getting pushed to the back of this draft a little
and
bit.
As those corners get pushed down, do the Cardinals want to push up to meet it? I agree. You know, they're at 27. We're about to have the 19th pick of the draft. That still would be a pretty massive jump to go 8 spots. You'd have to give up a lot to make up that ground.
Yeah.
But if you get into the low 20s, 21, 22, and you have a Terrion Arnold sitting there, or you've got a Nate Wiggins sitting there, or Quinyon Mitchell, guys that reportedly are guys that the Cardinals are high on, this could get very, very interesting.
Yeah, I, Luke, I don't know about how much you guys have talked about this on your various shows over the times, but I am almost 100% sure. Now, I don't have sources. It's just me being me. that the Cardinals will not pick at number 27. Mm-hmm. I feel like that
I pick, heard you say that,
yeah, yeah. Is going to be on the move if for exactly the scenario that Vinny just kind of painted a second ago. They've got the inventory in the third round. If they want to sacrifice one of those or something, you know, to move up a little bit in the second, if one of those corners are there around 22 or 23, I don't know how you resist that, you know?
You don't, because those third-round picks are great to have, and do they have enough needs where they can make all these picks? Yeah, it's not the NBA. You got enough roster space, but they're also assets. And when you look at the fact that Quinyon Mitchell, Terrion Arnold, Cooper DeJean, Nate Wiggins, Kool-Aid McKinstry, if you're interested in him, I mean, all five of those guys are still on the board, not to mention some of the edge rushers like Jared Verse and Chop Robinson. So I just rattled off seven players right there that would at least make a lot of sense for the Cardinals, whether they like those specific individuals or not. That right there fills up seven of the eight picks before your next pick.
Yeah. I could see 23 being a spot. Jacksonville traded down already. They might be a team that is, you know, ready to trade down again to stockpile more picks. 23 might be a spot that the Cardinals want to climb up to. Perhaps. That would only be a four-spot jump.
Yeah, I was also, and maybe it's just my thoughts being kind of polluted by mock drafts that I've seen over the last couple of weeks. There were a couple of mocks that had the Cardinals trying to jump ahead of, like, the Eagles at 22, thinking that the Eagles might target a corner, want a corner, but that was also with the idea
that there weren't many left,
yeah. Right? That at least two of the big guys have already been gone, and the Cardinals might feel like they have to. Now, maybe they stay put. Maybe they feel like the draft is kind of coming to him, and they don't have to sacrifice all those picks. But they've just got so much day two inventory, it does seem right for them to want to make some moves if they want to do it. Have you guys been surprised by the lack of trades, the lack of I mean, real, if we're being honest about it, the lack of real surprises in this draft, outside of Penix to the Falcons, I don't know if there's been a real, oh my God, I can't believe that happened kind of moment.
No, I'm with you. Penix, and even Penix, like, it's not, I don't think it's a shock that he was a first-round pick, just that he would go that high to a team that just threw a bunch of money at a quarterback. But you're right, everything else, other than the Vikings moving up one spot and then a couple spots, there's been no movement. I'm more surprised by the 14 offensive players going with the first 14 picks. That is an NFL record, and it doubled the previous record. I'm also kind of, I don't want to say surprised, but keeping an eye on the fact that outside of those top three receivers, no receiver has gone yet. No Xavier Worthy, no Brian Thomas
Jr. Let's go to the podium, see what the Rams are going to do.
With the 19th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Verse, defensive end, Florida State.
Jared Verse, edge, Florida State.
The 6'4", 260-pound edge had 18 sacks the last two seasons for Florida State. He has a good get-off, possesses a good use of hands as a pass rusher, and has the strength needed for extension and block shedding. He does need to develop an inside move, has tended to come up the field too much when unblocked against the run, and does not seem comfortable dropping into coverage. NFL comp, former NFL pass rusher, Ryan Kerrigan.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
What's so funny?
We just witnessed history. That's the first Rams first-round pick since 2016. The last first-round pick, also named Jared. Jared Goff.
Not Jared Carlin?
No.
I was going to make note of the fact that the Rams, hey, welcome back to the party. Congratulations. Yeah. You're back.
No longer blank them picks, huh, Burnsy?
No, apparently not. Apparently not.
Remember when they put out that hype video like 2 or 3 years ago for their first-round selection, but they didn't have a first-round selection? Like the super intense, like, Mission Impossible video.
Yeah, I do. So, I need you guys to kind of refresh me a little bit. Tell me about the conversation about Marvin Harrison Jr. Have you heard some of the sound yet from Cardinals headquarters? I've got it here.
I haven't heard any.
All right, let's play some of this here. This is Marvin Harrison Jr.'s conference call, since we have a minute with the Steelers on the clock here. This is Marvin Harrison Jr.'s conference call and what he thinks about Kyler Murray.
That is awesome, man. I think you look at his, you know, record from, you know, high school, he's always one. And they've kind of got it to want to play with, man. He's just so dynamic as a quarterback. And I just want to go in there and make his job easier as much as I can.
I assume you guys have seen the video on social media of Kyler celebrating
wearing the vintage Anquan Boldin jersey. Yeah,
vintage Anquan Boldin 81 jersey with the old state flag on the sleeve right there.
Man, did they miss an opportunity on their uniform rebrand, didn't they?
When it comes to instituting the state flag in it, yes, I think they did a little bit. I would agree. Also from Marvin Harrison Jr., and the answers were a little bit short, his impressions of Jonathan Gannon.
He's awesome. He's a great dude, man. Hilarious, actually. I love Coach Gannon. And I've talked to him plenty of times at this point. And now I'm super excited to be coached by him.
This whole thing felt predetermined. I mean, it felt like there was very little that was going to get in anybody's way of the Cardinals doing this unless somebody called and just blew them away with an offer.
There's, you know, mock drafts are everywhere now. There's more and more of them every year. Tyler Drake, I think he tracked over 250 mock drafts this year in the process. The vast majority of them, over 100, I think it was over 170 of them, had the Cardinals taking Marvin Harrison at number four. So, predetermined, yes. We were talking about Marvin Harrison coming to Arizona midway through last college football season.
Yeah.
That's how predetermined this field feels. And, you know, there was a lot of talk, too, guys, about Cardinals are going to be on the board at four. Monty Austin Ford said, I'm not taking calls on anything until we're on the clock. Why would I? I'm sure he got bombarded with calls. And the other school of thought from the outside was, don't overthink this.
Yeah.
You need a receiver. This guy's the goods. Just pick him.
Yeah. Luke, I'll be really curious. Last year, the Cardinals, I would say, put out a very almost entrancing kind of video of Monty moving around, doing the phone thing, Jonathan Gannon, pew-pew, you know, all that stuff, right? Like how exciting all that was. I'll be curious what kind of hype video comes out from the Cardinals. Will we see Monty on the phone? Will we see him openly rejecting calls from others? Did those calls come? I assume they did.
This is what I hope it is. I hope the camera starts on Monty's phone and Denver's calling. I hope he picks up his phone, Vince. He just turns it off and he sits there with his arms folded until the fourth pick comes up. That's what I hope the hype video is.
You know, because it was great to watch the drop, but I would agree. It's almost like there's such a finality to all of this. Like, yep, nope, we're good. We're done. Like, I don't know if there's a lot of drama behind the scenes to show us with something
also,
like this.
Also, what does it say about how close you feel your team is to maybe competing in the NFC? I'm not saying go into the Super Bowl, but look around the NFC. Who are you really scared of other than maybe San Francisco? Maybe there's one other team. But all of a sudden, it's like, hey, we were almost 500 when Kyler played last season anyway. Now we make our offense significantly better. You've upgraded the defense.
Yep.
You know, you're not kicking it two or three years down the road trading for more picks like in next year's draft.
Vinny, what do you think about to what Luke was saying just a second ago? Does this, even though this was anticipated and it felt like it was a foregone conclusion, how much better does this make the Arizona Cardinals? Can that translate into next season this quickly?
I think so. We've seen a lot of receivers come into the league. There was a stretch for years in the NFL, not that long ago, where receivers really struggled to make that jump to pro football. Those days are over. You see a lot of guys come in and just get it right away. You know, Marvin Harrison's going to have a target on his back, but he's also, you know, they're well-equipped. Wolf was illustrating how much this helps in terms of play action. The Cardinals were a run-first team last year. They were a very good running team. They put up big running numbers against some good run defenses. Now you add that element and this further development of Kyler Murray becoming more of a, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, more traditional quarterback, a drop back, play action pass quarterback. When you have that run threat and now a receiver of the ilk of Marvin Harrison, it better pay dividends.
And you read my mind. That's one driver to another. You read, because that's where I was going to go with this. This puts the onus on Kyler Murray. Okay, you better be good next year.
Yes.
You know, and not that he hasn't been good, but we obviously have all ridden the roller coaster. You better be good next year. You've had a full year in the system. You're healthy. You like the guys that you're doing this for. You like the guys that you're doing this with. And they just went out and got you, presumably the guy that you were standing on the table saying, go get me that guy.
Yeah.
It's on you, number one, right? Like, it's on you to show us how you're going to develop based off of that.
And as we sit here right now, they still have five of the next 71 picks in this draft, too. So it wasn't even like, hey, we're going to go take the shiny object and take Marvin Harrison Jr., and then we don't pick again until the third round. Five of the next 71 picks should be Arizona Cardinals on top of Marvin Harrison Jr.
The pick is in for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then the Dolphins will be on the clock. We're going to take a break after we bring you Roger Goodell talking about who the Steelers do, who they take, and then we'll play the draft profile, and then we will take a break and come back as we kind of inch closer to the Cardinals at number 27. I think, you know, with Jared Verse off the board now, we all keep our eye on the corners and, to a lesser extent, maybe the offensive linemen to see what quality continues to get kind of pushed back towards the Cardinals in terms of what options they're going to have at 27. Maybe they don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, I wonder if this is the latest the corner's ever gone off the board, you know, this far into a draft.
It's a
premier position.
Four premium positions in the NFL.
And this is a good crop of corners,
too. Yeah, let's go to the podium here. Yes.
On their NFL career, striving to make an impact on the field. But their impacts will be felt far beyond their field, but in their communities. No one embodied that more than Walter Payton. And today, the league's highest honor, the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, presented by Nationwide, recognized his lasting legacy. Tonight, we are proud to welcome the 2023 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year winner, Cam Hayward.
First of all, I want to say thank you, Commissioner. And most importantly, I want to say thank you to the Payton family, the NFL, and Nationwide. The NFL draft is special. To my fellow NFL players and the prospects joining the league this week, I want to challenge you. Use your platform to brighten someone's day. The opportunity before you is a gift. And by coming here and being in this league, seize that moment. Be better in our communities, be better for our league, and our world. Thank you so much. Here we go. And with the 20th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Troy Fautanu, tackle, Washington.
Troy Fautanu, offensive lineman, Washington.
Primarily a left tackle at Washington, the lineman also showed versatility to play guard if need be. He started all 15 games on the outside for the Huskies last season and only helped his draft stock with a strong NFL combine showing that featured a 5.01 second 40-yard dash time and a 1.71 second 10-yard split. He has active hands and feet, though improving his placement in the former could help foster better consistency. NFL comp, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers guard Ali Marpet.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
All right, so another offensive lineman, and maybe more importantly for the Cardinals at this point, another corner not taken in the NFL draft. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to Detroit, check in with our Cardinals reporter from ArizonaSports.com, Tyler Drake, who just voiced that profile you heard a second ago. He had a one-on-one conversation with Marvin Harrison Jr. We're going to get his thoughts on what he was told, and we're going to get his thoughts on what might happen next for the Cardinals. That pick is inching closer. Keep it right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
It feels like football is back, at least through this weekend. Draft coverage presented by Bud Light. It's the Arizona Sports NFL Draft Special.
All right, welcome back. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, as we are live from Flanker Sports Kitchen and Sports Bar here at the BetMGM Sportsbook, right next to the Great Lawn where the draft party for the Cardinals is going on. We're having our own draft party in here. And as my co-host John Gambadoro has said many, many times, probably the most popular pick made by the organization since they selected Matt Leinart some 18 years ago. Now, I'm not saying this one's going to work out like that one. Just in terms of pure popularity, it's hard to imagine a pick that had a similar kind of feel to it. Jamal, if you could, real quick, help Luke out with the headphones over there. I'm back. Okay. Okay, thank you. Tyler's there. I'm just trying to get Luke's headphones working because I don't think he can hear anything. You can hear everything. We can't hear him now either. So, you know what? While we're working on that, I'm going to loop in Tyler Drake, who is joining us live right now from Detroit. And he was there when the Cardinals selected Marvin Harrison Jr. You had a chance to talk to Marvin Harrison Jr., Tyler. Tell me what he had to say.
Yeah, you know, very, very excited to actually say he's an Arizona Cardinal. One of my first questions to him was actually the Paris Johnson podcast or Paris Johnson audio from our podcast, Cardinals Corner, when he talked about how Marvin wanted to be a Cardinal last draft. And I asked him that very question. Why did you want that? Why did you feel that way? And he was very much, he's just excited. He really likes what the team has going on. Another thing on that, he's very excited to get to work with Kyler Murray and the offense because there's a lot of weapons there. Says he could fit in really well. You know, it just seems like, honestly, he said it a lot. It's a full circle moment for him just because he played with Paris. He had great meetings with the team throughout the offseason. So it just seems like the stars really aligned. And I guarantee you this is the pick that everybody wanted the Cardinals to make. I think the reactions that we're seeing, the biggest one being Kyler Murray and the video that he posted.
Yep.
Home run, I think, already. And obviously, yes, we still got to see what he can do on the field. But getting a guy like this, a generational-type talent, could do wonders for this team in year two under Monty and JG.
Tyler, I'm just going to warn you right now, if we do cut you off, we still want to have you on. We're just going to go to the podium whenever it is that the Miami Dolphins and their pick is announced. So if I cut you off and say we're going to the podium, please don't go anywhere because we want to keep talking to you. Luke, are you back on?
Yeah,
you
good.
Got a question for Tyler?
Yeah, Tyler, I mean, you kind of touched on it, but just in terms of what this could do for this offense, it feels, I don't want to say too good to be true, but it feels like it checks all the boxes. Like you said, everybody's excited about it. Kyler's excited about it. Paris Johnson Jr. is excited about it. You get one of the best players, and it fills a need. But also now, when you look at the skill position players on offense around Kyler Murray, it looks dramatically better than it did 2 hours ago.
Yeah, for sure, man. It just, this team, I think, is going to make a lot more people at least look at them a little bit more just for the fact of who they have on the roster. Like, this offense could very well be a top 10 offense. We saw how good that run offense was last season at the end of the year, the last four games. They were, you know, top
right.
in the league.
Tyler, hold on a sec. Tom, cutting off.
Yep.
Let's go to the podium and see what the Dolphins are doing.
With the 21st pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Chop Robinson, linebacker, Penn State.
Chop Robinson, edge, Penn State.
Robinson is one of the best edge rushers available in this draft. He overwhelms blockers across from him with his rare speed, strength, and agility, and he has been described as a younger Myles Garrett. His stats won't blow you away. As a junior last season, he logged 15 total tackles, 4 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles, but he is seen as the ultimate game disruptor. Scouts believe he will easily be a good NFL starter. But if he manages to level up his hands and his attack angles, he could develop into the kind of player other teams game plan around. NFL comp, Cowboys edge rusher Micah Parsons.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
Luke, you made a noise at that pick, and I'm just curious if that was a noise of, ooh, I wanted the Cardinals to get him, or, ooh, there's another team that didn't take a corner, and they just keep sliding down to the Cardinals.
I went through the two stages in reverse of what you just did. Okay. I wanted the Cardinals to get Chop Robinson.
Okay.
I don't really know where they're getting a pass rusher now. Not to say they can't do it later in the draft, but what it does do is it basically leaves 5 corners that we've seen mocked in first rounds in various places, and the Cardinals are 6 picks. picks away. So in that sense, they may not be able to get to the passer, but they have corners now.
Tyler Drake is still joining us from Detroit, where the draft is ongoing right now. And yeah, we will take a break here in a second. But Tyler, while we've got you on the line, I want to get your thoughts on what we were just talking about, Luke and I, a second ago. The corners are dropping. They're slipping. They're getting to within reach of the Cardinals. You and I spoke earlier when you joined us about the Cardinals being aggressive kind of here in this moment. Would you possibly anticipate some sort of a trade a couple spots up to get one of these corners?
Ooh, you know, I'll be honest with you. I really was hoping Chop was going to follow the Cardinals. I thought that would have been a great addition. I'm wondering if maybe they trade down. I'm wondering if maybe they take a look in the second round if these cornerbacks keep dropping. So who knows? There's a very good chance. I mean, they have 35, so that's not very far off of that at the end of the first. So I think Monty's probably on the phone right now with maybe a couple people.
Tyler, we talked to you on the show earlier today. It feels like it was like 20 years ago. And this obviously isn't the priority right now, but they still have five picks coming up here before pick 90, and no receivers have come off the board other than those top three. Is it crazy to think one of these next five picks they have could be a receiver that ends up being a really good value?
No, not at all. I think that would be actually a really solid move because, yes, Marvin Harrison definitely checks the box of a wide receiver one for this team. But they still have to get some more depth. Greg Dortch and Michael Wilson, shout out to them. Greg Dortch, when he gets his chance, he flourishes. Michael Wilson, when he's healthy, he's great. But you've got to get some more depth in there and maybe some more young blood in there to really rejuvenate this room and really give Kyler a lot more weapons to work with.
All right, Tyler, good stuff. We're going to play back your interview, your one-on-one with Marvin Harrison at some point before we call it a night tonight. We're going to do that. But we know you've got work to do back there in Detroit. We'll let you go do it. The Eagles are on the clock right now. Thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Tyler. Tyler Drake joining us from Detroit. When we come back, we'll take a break here on Arizona Sports. Our draft coverage continues. We will find out what the Philadelphia Eagles are going to do and see how many of those corners continue to slide to the Cardinals at number 27. Stay with us. Is our draft coverage. Dave Burns, Luke Lipinski, Ron Wolfley will be joining us very shortly here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Is your AC unit ready for the Arizona summer? Get it ready with a tune-up from Parker & Sons. An AC tune-up will prolong the life of your AC system, save you money on your utility bills, and it will give you the peace of mind that your AC will be ready when you need it the most. So schedule that tune-up now. Call Parker at 602-2, then REPAIR. It's also Parker's 50th anniversary, and to celebrate, they are doing 50 acts of kindness. So nominate someone you know at Parker50.com.
Hey everybody, Dan Bickley here, and if you're tired of never-ending yard work and high water bills, upgrade with Turf Monsters for a beautiful yard year-round. In fact, the designers at Turf Monsters excel at turning your dreams into reality, from putting greens to fire pits, from barbecues to patios, and all military veterans and first responders get 10% off. Schedule a free estimate at turfmonsters.com or call 623-323-3900.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
What's it like to study at Northern Arizona University? Good question. The smell of pine trees and crunch of fresh snow? That's NAU, all right. An affordable, quality education guided by seriously dedicated faculty? That's NAU, too. An inspiring, welcoming community that turns goals into impact? That's definitely NAU. When you get your degree as a lumberjack, your passion becomes action, and that's NAU. Learn more and apply today at nau.edu/join.
Made to shine. Real stories from Shane Company customers.
The other day, my dad asked me and my sister if we had any ideas for a sweet gift for Mom for Mother's Day. And I told him we should go check out Shane Company because they've got these cool styles. You can pick out your own gemstones. To make her necklace extra special, my sister and I picked out our birthstones, amethyst and citrine. Mom's definitely gonna cry when she sees it.
Fine jewelry that feels like it was designed just for you. Shane Company, fine jewelry since 1929.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm a real client and a raving fan for Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. After a free consultation, Bill designed my specific program. Workouts last just 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and they're always intentional, purposeful, and efficient. Perfect for my busy schedule. Best of all, you get results. Next to marrying my wife, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself. For your free consultation and $100 off the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
It feels like football is back, at least through this weekend. Draft coverage presented by Bud Light. It's the Arizona Sports NFL Draft Special.
The NFL has gone global. This past year, we played games in front of amazing crowds in London and Germany. This upcoming season, we will play our first ever game in South America, in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And we will be coming to more markets on a global basis soon. The NFL's International Player Pathway Program helps foreign-born players reach the NFL. Elite international athletes have an opportunity to compete at the NFL level and potentially earn a spot on an NFL roster. One of the most successful players from the program is the Philadelphia Eagles, Jordan Mailata. Jordan is currently in his native Australia for the opening of a new NFL academy for high school football players. To make the Eagles selection, let's join Jordan live from the Eagles draft party in Burleigh Beach, Gold Coast, Australia. Take it, Jordan.
Let's go. How good is this? Thank you, Uncle Roger. Good evening to those of you from the beautiful land down under. With the 22nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Quinyon Mitchell, defensive back, Toledo.
Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback, Toledo.
Mitchell was quite possibly the most impressive cornerback at this year's NFL Combine. He has the ability to read plays and make decisions quickly in zone coverage. With his speed, it is hard for Mitchell to get beat over the top. He's a bit undersized at 6 foot and 195 pounds, but that doesn't stop him from delivering hard hits. NFL comparison, Seattle Seahawks cornerback Devon Witherspoon.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
I kind of figured all along the Philadelphia Eagles would want a corner with a 22nd pick. I don't think, guys, they ever thought in a million years they'd get their first pick at corner.
No.
At number 22, that they'd get their pick of the litter at corner at number 22, but that's exactly what happened. Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo, the first corner taken in the 2024 draft, and he goes to the Philadelphia Eagles. Wolfley is back with us, so it's me and our midday show, Wolf and Luke, and I sit back and leave the driving to me, guys, and I'm just going to hand the ball off to you, and we're going to do the thing here. So.
I wish you'd let Wolf drive. He's been talking about wanting to do it. This would be the perfect time.
Take the wheel, Wolf.
Funny, yeah, go ahead.
Try this new car.
Hey, can I just say this right now? Quinyon Mitchell, cumulonimbus, ladies and gentlemen. Cumulonimbus. He was one of the freaks in the freak show.
Got
Quinyon Mitchell. What I loved about Quinyon Mitchell was the fact that he was so fast, of course, so explosive, and a guy that is really, really good, very adept at playing press man cover or backing off and playing into a zone room. But what I loved about him, this guy was 5'11", and he was 200 pounds. That is really, really thick right there, and he did. He ran a 4.33. He ran that twice, as a matter of fact, and you're talking about a guy that is very thick. playing corner. One of the thickest guys I've seen play corner and be able to play it well. Quinyon Mitchell, cumulonimbus.
Yeah, you were waiting. It's perfect that we bring Wolf in just in time for this pick. Look, Burnsy, I think you said it right there. Philly never could have expected that he'd still be there and they'd have their pick of the corner position. They kept showing him in the green room.
Yep.
And with each passing pick, he was looking less and less amused by how this draft was going. And that's not a knock on him or Terrion Arnold or any of these other really potentially great corners that are out there. It's just the way this draft went with so much emphasis on offense.
We are 1, 2, 3, 4 picks away, and then the Arizona Cardinals will be on the clock. If I'm looking right now at Mel Kiper Jr.'s best players available, and it's just one man's opinion, one person's opinion, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 corners in his top 7 players available right now.
Okay.
So unless it goes 5 straight cornerbacks before it gets to the Cardinals, one of these 4 in Terrion Arnold, Cooper DeJean, Nate Wiggins, or Kool-Aid McKinstry should be there at number 27. If that's your thing.
Okay.
If you want a corner with this pick, 4 of the top players, 4 of the top 7 players available right now, according to Mel Kiper Jr., are corners, and all you need is one player from another position to go, and one of those 4 should be there at 27, again, if that's your thing.
Okay, I'm digging that right there. I mean,
but it doesn't sound like it's your thing.
It's not my thing.
It's not your thing.
Do you know what Wolf's thing is? Because Wolf's thing is still available.
Oh, his thing is Graham Barton, and he's sitting there at number 2.
Does Kiper have him as one of his...
The second best player available right now.
There it is right there.
Second best player.
Graham Barton. I'm just saying, look, this is really, really interesting because, yeah, I think the run on corners, this is very late for us to have a run on corners at all. It's very late. I would say the offensive line, we've seen that run on tackles in particular right now. But the Arizona Cardinals have an opportunity right now to do something. And I know everybody is like, no way, get somebody on the edge, the best edge player that is left on your board right there at 27. Get that corner at 27. Do that. But man, can you imagine this rush offense? Can you imagine this offense if you've got Will Hernandez as your right guard and Graham Barton, two dogs? Start the barking because they bite as well.
We have to have some sort of contingency plan in place here, Burnsy. If either Graham Barton goes before pick 27 or if he's there and the Cardinals pass on him at pick 27, I don't know if we move the show outside or if we just turn Wolf's mic off or mic on. I don't know.
I'm just worried about the staff here at Flanker because the mess that he's going to make when his head explodes. Let's go to the podium.
24 NFL Draft. The Jacksonville Jaguars select Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU.
Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU.
You need someone who's a reliable pass catcher that can score a touchdown at a moment's notice? Turn to the guy that led the FBS in that category this past season. Despite his height of 6'4", Thomas can burn down the field. He ran a 4.33 40-yard dash at the combine and can get 10 yards downfield in a second and a half. He'll need to improve on his route running at the NFL level, but he's a guaranteed deep threat if given an opportunity to run. NFL comp, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
The 4th wide receiver off the board, the first since Roma Dunze went number 9 overall to the Chicago Bears. Cowboys, Packers, Bucks, and then the Cardinals at number 27. And Wolf, I see you very excited over there. I know why excited over there.
Can I tell you right now, I would not be shocked at all the Cowboys take Graham
Martin. This is the one, right? Of the next 3, is this the one you're most worried about?
This is it right here. No doubt about it.
Tell me why.
Well, because I think they want to return to a much more physical offense. And I think when you talk about that physicality, you think of the Dallas Cowboys and their offensive line and how good their offensive line has been. I think they want to return to those days. And I think Graham Barton is the biggest step towards becoming more physical up front.
Okay, I know Wolf is rooting for here. Okay, it's subtle. It's hard to pick up on the kind of the nonverbal cues that he's throwing out
read
there
between the lines. Of
yeah,
Wolf.
You really do. Something he's just very subtle about these things. You on the other, what do you want?
Tarion Arnold to somehow keep dropping.
Okay,
the guy that Jonathan Gannon matched up with in the meeting at the combine and was like, yeah, go ahead and show me if you can keep me on the line of scrimmage. Tarion Arnold, I don't think he'll be there in four picks, but I didn't think he'd be there right now either.
You're right.
So that's who I want, Burns.
I would have to say it'd be okay if Tarion Arnold was the guy that. I mean, because to me, he's the best corner in the draft.
Yeah.
So I would be okay with that. I could understand that from a value perspective.
Okay.
Wow.
So I set you up for this, for both of you. I kind of put the bait at the end of the hook here.
Yeah.
Are either one of the guys that you want worth moving up a couple of spots for if the Cardinals can bait the hook a little bit?
I think Tarion Arnold is.
Okay. I mean, what Wolf just said.
I would have to agree
You could come out of the first round with the best receiver and maybe the best corner.
But, David, right now, I mean, the way the draft is falling, are you still going to try to move up the way that it's headed right now?
I mean, you don't.
I don't think you need to.
You don't have to. There's going to be a very good player for you at 27. I know we talked about this before we each took our breaks, but let's kind of revisit the conversation for a second. I feel like the inventory the Cardinals possess tomorrow gives them a little bit of flexibility to say, there's a player we love. Let's move up a couple of spots and get him. I don't think there's any harm in doing that when you've got as many picks. Now, I understand, Wolf, your perspective. You explained it very well about it being a math equation, and you just want as many bites of the apple as you can get, and I do understand that. I just think even for the player that you covet in Graham Barton,
yeah.
If you've got a chance to go get him, would you be willing to sacrifice a third-round pick to be able to make that move?
David, why are you making this so difficult?
Well, why? This is what I do.
I know.
See his reaction. Tarion Arnold, he might be the best corner, but you don't need to do that. And then you bring up Graham Barton. He's like, I'd trade Marvin Harrison Jr. and Tyler for him.
I guess what I'm saying, okay, now I was over there eating like a mad person, first of all. Like a mad person. Okay, I just, full disclosure, I was over there chowing
like
down.
Like a wood chipper?
Did Chop Robinson get drafted?
Yes, he did.
I wanted to do the chop at State Farm Stadium. Yeah. Okay, he got drafted, Chop Robinson. Who's the best edge player is still out there right now?
Hey, Wolf, can I cut you off for just a second? According to a report from Michael Gelkin, the Cowboys have received trade interest at number 24 overall. They have the option to increase their pick stockpile, and they are seriously considering it.
Ooh, by the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes.
Darius Robinson's the answer to your question, Wolf, for the best edge rusher still available.
Right. Well, you know what? Darius Robinson is a dog, and I do like him. I like him more for the football player that he is than any really special kind of talent that he has. He does have talent. There's no doubt about that, but he's more dog than anything else. And I like that because I love that.
You're a big fan of the dog.
I'm a big fan of the dog. Somebody's going to go out and play the game of football the way that it should be played.
Gelkin is the reporter for the Dallas Morning News. He covers the Dallas Cowboys. He just tweeted out 49 seconds ago, the Cowboys are trading down from number 24 overall. Now, he's not saying with whom, but they are trading down. The Cowboys are moving out of this spot.
Burns, I need answers. I need Tarion Arnold on this team.
Trust me, I am refreshing and refreshing and refreshing the Twitter feed to see if the Cardinals, the Lions, the
Lions,
Detroit
what?
Lions.
At least Eminem's happy.
According to the voice inside my head that is Lauren Koval back in the studio.
Oh, no.
The Detroit Lions have moved up to number 24. From number 29. So the Lions will now make this pick. The Lions were two spots after the Cardinals. They made the move. I don't know what they gave up. Lauren, as soon as you know, you can send it to me or as soon as somebody sees it. But apparently there has been. Yeah, Schefter is now reporting that Detroit has traded into Dallas's spot at number 24. The Lions are picking here. So.
Okay, what do the Lions love? What is the one thing they covet? Oh, boy. They love tough, aggressive, line-of-scrimmage play. And I'm wondering...
We might need to give Wolf some room here just in case.
I'm wondering if this isn't it right here.
I've noticed if you're watching on our feed, by the way, Wolfley is sitting... Luke and I are both standing, flanking him.
That's right.
We almost look like Secret Service protecting him.
Just hold your earpiece while you're talking.
But I also think we're here to jump him because it's going to take both of us to hold him down if his guy Barton goes
to the line.
Tables.
He has no problem going
through. Yeah, I mean, he's large. I don't know if we both can take him, but we're going to do our best. You know? I mean, take all the pills you want, Wolf. I mean, it's
worth it. Get him from the side and try to take out the knees. That's the best move.
I'm not taking pills. Coffee bean.
Okay. The Lions are on the clock. The Lions pick is in. The Lions have executed a trade with the Dallas Cowboys, who are sitting here at number 24. If you're hoping for the Cardinals to move up to get a guy, it hasn't happened here. Instead, it's the Lions, and I would imagine they're going to take a dude that some of us at this table would be very interested in the Cardinals taking. I don't know which one it's going to be.
Yeah, but they moved up for a reason, obviously.
Yep. Obviously, they saw somebody they liked. They saw some slippage. They decided to pounce. Now, the Cardinals could do nothing. There are really good players that are going to be there at 27. Really good players.
Yeah.
They might even move down, potentially, if they feel like they could move back even a couple of spots if somebody wanted to move up for some extra... For some extra inventory, but...
Guys, this is looking like Terrion Arnold right here. Okay? Can I just say that?
Does that mean we have to jump Luke?
Yeah, that's not going to make me very happy.
I was trying
to figure out how to contain Wolf.
You and I could take him, Wolf. I'm pretty sure. Okay. You and I could take Luke if we had to.
You haven't seen me when Terrion Arnold's getting drafted, though. Nobody has.
Luke's a lot... He's younger, so he's a lot faster than us. I think he might be able to squirm away
from
us.
I'm just liable enough to try and run with the headset on and tackle myself.
They need defensive help. The Lions need a lot of defensive help. As a matter of fact, they need a corner. They need edge. They need safety as well. But, man, you cannot convince me this is not Terrion Arnold right here.
Well, he shouldn't still be here. I mean, by nobody's estimation should Terrion Arnold still be available right now.
Right. And you know what, Luke? You're right about that. But once again, why is he there? Why is he there? Because, you know, it's not just the player that you see on tape. It's also the person that you've got to evaluate as well. I'm just wondering, why is he there? I don't know, but I think this is him right here.
Here's, just for comparison's sake, here's the trade. The Cowboys traded 24 and a seventh rounder next year for 29 and the 73rd overall pick this year.
Ooh, see, that's a great trade, don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, you know, you picked up 73rd pick. That's what? That's a third
round. That's a late second, early third. So that's something the Cardinals easily could have done if there's somebody they really wanted right here, right? I mean, they could have easily traded. First of all, they were picking ahead of Detroit in this round, and they have three third rounders.
The Cardinals had picks in the third round at 66, 71, and 90 overall.
So they could have done 71 and 27 for this, and it's basically the same deal.
They could have. It's basically the same deal. Whether... they were thinking in that line or not, I don't know, but that's the price that the Lions did to do this, and the Cardinals were in a position to pay a similar price to move up to get a guy, and they have chosen, I say they've chosen not to do it, some other team did it. So I don't know if the Cardinals were contemplating or thinking that or made a choice not. Let's go to the podium and hear from the commissioner and see what the Lions are doing here.
Joining me on stage are girls flag football players representing the first four schools that competed in the Michigan Girls Flag High School Football League and local high school football tackle students. These young men and women embody NFL values of respect, integrity, resiliency, and responsibility to their teams. Congratulations on your accomplishments in your academic and football careers. Now to make the selection, please welcome Ellie Fagley.
The Dallas Cowboys have traded the 24th pick to the Detroit Lions. Pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Terrion Arnold, defensive back, Alabama.
Terrion Arnold,
cornerback, Alabama.
Terry on my wayward son, watching you play sure is fun.
Arnold has great burst, fluid movement, and outstanding athleticism, and is excellent at knocking balls down in pass coverage. He's a playmaker who is sometimes too aggressive, but the first-team All-American has the upside to make him a CB1 within a couple years of being drafted. NFL comp, Marshawn Lattimore.
This 2024 NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by Bud Light.
You okay, Luke?
Well, there's three things I hate about this, okay, Bernsey?
I can guess what one of them is.
Four, really. I wanted Terrion Arnold. There's the first one.
Okay.
Secondly, this is now kind of a mini run on corners.
Uh-huh.
Third, he goes to Detroit, who is a good team in the NFC. And four, I'm not sure how I'm going to survive if they do get Graham Barton doing a show with Wolf every day.
I assume number five was that you had to listen to Jerick Harlan sing Terry on My Wayward Son. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Packers are now on the clock after the Lions take Terrion Arnold. Luke Lipinski, Ron Wolfley, me, Dave Burns. Our draft coverage continues here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.